Oh, that's right. We're right back here. I'm here at Sharp Passes Gallery, and on the phone with us this morning is Mike Nichols. He is Chief Business Officer of the Symetra Tour, Road to the LPGA. He's a busy guy. He oversees the development of the Symetra Tour strategic plan, budget sales, marketing, owned events, corporate sponsorships, and tournament partnerships, while also identifying new tournament opportunities. Gosh, I'm so glad you have time to call us this morning, Mike.
Oh, anything for my friends in Greenwood. We're excited to get up there next week.
Absolutely, but you are a busy guy.
Yeah, we keep busy. You know, the Symetra Tour, for your listeners who may not be familiar with it, we travel around the country to 20 different events, of which Greenwood next week is one of them. And the goal of our tour is to really allow this next generation of LPGA Tour stars the place where they can develop their skills so that when they ultimately graduate onto the LPGA Tour, they're fully prepared for what the tour has in store for them.
Sure, and this is really pretty rigorous, isn't it, for the gal?
It is indeed. It is indeed. The LPGA Tour schedule consists of 32 events, and so what we try to do over the 20 events that we play is identify who the top 10 players are on our tour. So at the end of the season, the top 10 players on our money list will graduate onto the LPGA Tour. So what that creates is a unique situation when we show up in Greenwood next week, where when folks come out and see the tournament, they'll know that at least 10 of the ladies playing on our tour there in Greenwood will be on the LPGA Tour next year. So we like to say it's a little bit like AAA baseball, where you go to see the game in hopes that one day you'll see one of those players playing in the major leagues and you can say, I saw them when. With our tour, at least 10 of the ladies will get onto the tour, and in some cases it's as many as 15 new players each year come from the Symetra Tour onto the LPGA Tour.
Sure, and you just had a tournament last weekend down there in Florida. What was that, the Guardian Retired Championship?
Yep, the Guardian Retirement Championship, and it actually featured a five-hole playoff. So after 3 days of competition, over 54 holes, the two players who were actually number one and two on our money list went into a playoff, and they had a five-hole playoff, which was ultimately won by Marissa Steen, and I believe by virtue of that, she jumped into the number one spot on the money list. But the tournaments are exciting. The level of play is compelling, and I think a lot of people who come out to see the event will be surprised just how well these ladies compete, because we feature players from 30 countries around the world, and it's just a great opportunity for people to get up close and personal with some of these ladies who will one day be future stars on the LPGA Tour.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have been amazed at the purse size of this very first tournament here in Greenwood. It's the biggest one on the tour, isn't it?
Yes, it's the biggest one on tour this year as well as in the tour's history. And the effort that Jim and Denise Medford have put forward along with the folks there at the Links at Stony Point and there in the community to really embrace the tour and make this event the premier event on tour, which, to your point, they've done in just a year. But what makes that even more significant is, as I was saying, the top 10 on our money list will make it onto the LPGA Tour. The winner of that tournament will win $30,000, which if anybody who's currently in the top 10 were to win the tournament, that will essentially be enough money to put them onto the LPGA Tour. So it is a very exciting week based on the fact that everything that's on the line for the winner of that tournament, and again, if she wins, depending on where she is on the current money list, she may have already guaranteed herself her spot on the LPGA Tour when the tournament finishes on Mother's Day.
Sure, and even one who is not up there in that top 10 money list could definitely catapult themselves into a position that now makes it possible for them, too.
Absolutely. It's really a game-changer type of week, because we figure that based on the amount of purses that are available this year, it'll take about $40,000 in earnings over the course of the season to finish in that top 10. So if you're a player who to this point has maybe not had a good start to the season and may only have a few dollars, you'll at least leave there with $30,000, which will be three quarters of the way to earning your card. So it's just it's a very exciting week. A lot is on the line for the players. The event's so important that most of our tournaments we only play as three-day tournaments, so mm-hmm. it's usually a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But there we've actually added a round, so the event in Greenwood is actually one of two tournaments that feature a full 72-hole competition.
Wow. So, and then, I mean, to just add some icing onto the cake, Mike, let's talk about Park Sterling and how they came on in a big way here. This is a triple play right here that can happen for that one lucky person that wins here.
Yes, well, and it's an exciting concept that, again, the folks there in Greenwood are always pushing the envelope on how can they make this tour better. And for that, we're grateful for their partnership. But they came to us and said, we have this three-week stretch across the Carolinas where after we play in Greenwood, we'll go to Asheville, North Carolina, and then up to Charlotte. And they said, what if our events came together and if somebody were to run the table and win all three events, that they get some sort of prize. So they Park Sterling Bank has come on and insured the prize of $1 million. So if anybody were to win in Greenwood, then on to Asheville, and then on to Charlotte, they would win $1 million, which clearly would be life-changing money for anybody, let alone some of these players who are working hard to make ends meet to survive while they develop their games for the LPGA Tour. So we're grateful for the Park Sterling Bank and as well as the folks there in Greenwood who came to us with this idea.
Sure. Now, the thing about this is, though, this does not count towards their official money list. This is like an extra bonbon, right?
Yes, it's an extra bonbon. The thing is, if somebody were to win those three events, they would have definitely won enough money to get onto the LPGA Tour. So the $1 million doesn't count towards their official money in terms of being in the top 10. It would essentially be irrelevant because they, by winning those three events, they would almost have locked up winning the money list. But I'm pretty sure if $1 million ended up in your bank account, it would feel pretty official.
Yeah, it sure would. Hey, Mike, what is the buzz on the tour then? Since I'm sure you're talking to these girls and everybody is excited about it. What is the buzz out there about the upcoming, what shall we call it, the Carolina Swing and the Symetra Tour right here in Greenwood at the Lynx?
Yeah, sure. So the folks at South Regional Healthcare Foundation coming aboard as sponsor, when they first came aboard as sponsor, we were excited that one to add a new event to the schedule. We had 15 events last year, and now we're up to 20. But then all of a sudden, as Jim Medford and Denise got out there in the community and started to talk up the event, they found that the support for sponsorships for the event was overwhelming, and the community has really come behind it and embraced it. So I believe we've had about 50 players or so who've already made the trip into Greenwood during one of our off weeks to see the golf course, to get in some practice rounds so that when they arrive on Monday that they have a familiarity with the golf course because of its importance to the season. So every player that's gone and has come back has just really been impressed by the way the Greenwood community has rolled out the red carpet. For those folks who were fortunate enough to be able to make it up there and stay, they stayed with the host families there in the community at Stony Point and are already making friendships. So by the time the event rolls around next week, they'll be comfortable and they can be focused on taking home that $30,000 first prize.
Sure. So this has to be exciting for the gals, too, to be pumping up the dollars there.
Absolutely. And as excited as the ladies are, I think there's some things that this tournament has done that will make it really the best event on tour. And some of those things include for people who are familiar with some of the legends of the LPGA, like Hall of Famer Beth Daniel, Hall of Famer Betsy King, Women's Open Champion and Solheim Cup Captain Meg Mallon. On Tuesday afternoon, we're going to have a special pro-am there with these past legends of the LPGA who are going to play alongside Symetra Tour Pros. So what I would encourage is anybody who's interested in the past stars of the LPGA or meeting the future stars of the LPGA, golf is unique in that it's a sport that you like unlike any other sport where you can get up and close and personal to our pros. So I encourage people who have, whether it's young boys or girls, granddaughters, nieces, nephews, whatever, who are at least maybe interested in playing golf, getting them out to see it firsthand, because it's a great family activity, and it's a great opportunity to get up close, to get your photograph taken with these professionals. It's just such an engaging group of young ladies as well as the LPGA Tour legends. Encourage people to come out and be a part of it.
Sure, and it's a great way for young kids, five and up, shall we say, maybe, to get interested in golf.
Absolutely. My favorite story from my time on the Symetra Tour was when I first joined the tour 2 years ago, the first lady I met was a young lady by the name of Dolores White, who was playing on our tour. And she came up and introduced me herself, and knowing that I was a new guy, she said, "Hi, I'm Dolores." And I said, "Oh, where are you from, Dolores?" And she said, "I'm from Lakeland, Florida." And I said, "Oh, Lakeland, Florida. We used to have a Symetra Tour event there years ago. Did you go to that?" And she said, "Well, that's the whole reason that I'm here, is because when I was a little girl, my parents took me to that golf tournament, and I decided right there and then that I wanted to learn to play golf." She subsequently went on to get a full scholarship to play on the golf team at Wake Forest, and then pursued her dream of playing professional golf. Ultimately, she didn't make it to the LPGA Tour, but she is now a membership director of a private country club over in the Tampa Bay area. So here's a girl who otherwise may never have even found a love of golf, but by virtue of coming out to the event and seeing it firsthand, actually pursued a career in the golf industry. And it's cool when you have stories like that and you see the impact that bringing kids out to the tournament can have on their future. It was just crazy to me that was the first person I ever met, and it was probably 6 months later where I was like, that's like the greatest story. I've got to remember to tell that story. So again, we encourage people to bring sons and daughters out to experience it, because it's really a great atmosphere, and you don't know what sort of dreams you can put in motion.
Well, you know, that's right. And with, for kids 12 and under, I think it is free to come to the tournament, and it's only $5 for adults. So that is a phenomenal bargain. Plus, they're going to bus you from out here on 72 into the links, so you don't even have to drive and find a parking place once you get out there. So isn't that awesome?
It is. They've done a great job with the planning for the logistics of the event. They've engaged parking consultants. They've been working with the local police there to make sure that the spectator experience is first class. And everything that they've done since setting their minds to making this event the best on tour, everything has been first class, and I know the spectator experience is going to be right there. And as you say, it's affordable. It's very affordable family fun. And I also know that for those people who are looking to do something special with mom on Mother's Day, they're having a brunch out there on Sunday, so mom can come to the tournament for free, and you can bring her out there for the big brunch that they do each year at the links at Stony Point. So it's going to be a special way to conclude the tournament.
For the biggest Mother's Day brunch in the state of South Carolina, Mike. They are going to be serving a tremendous amount of people out there, so it is going to be phenomenal. Hey, you know what? I think, though, we need to give a shout-out this morning, though, to Lindsey Burns, because if it hadn't been for Lindsey, would this whole story be coming together today?
That is true. I always make a point of mentioning Lindsey, because it was a little over a year ago that what we do with the tour is we go out and prospect for new cities. We go to an annual convention where the sports commissions from all over the country come. And I remember, like it was yesterday, I always tell Lindsey where she sat down and she said, "Will you come to Greenwood, South Carolina?" And so we started talking about it, and she talked about the sponsor base that was there, and she said, I know the golf course we have to play, and so she was the one who put the ball in motion. And after that, I encouraged her to get somebody up from the Greenwood area to see the event. So Kevin Whitehead, who's the head pro there at the links at Stony Point, he came up and experienced our event in Asheville firsthand and went back and said, this is something we need to do. So Lindsay definitely put the ball in motion, then Kevin kept it rolling until I met Jim and Denise Medford, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Absolutely. Well, I know you got another tournament this week, and then following, everybody troops up here. So you are going to be busy. How about the girls? Can they keep up the pace of this?
Well, this is a very important stretch. We try to schedule in such a way that we can sort of play 3 weeks on and then take a week off, such that the ladies don't get too worn out. But just the way the schedule fell this week, we're going to be playing 5 weeks in a row. So we've got our two events in Florida. We've got we're playing this week a new event in Fort Myers, celebrating the legacy of Patty Berg, one of the LPGA's founders. And Chico's, the women's clothing line, has come up. They're headquartered in Fort Myers. They've come on board to support the event. So we have our first ever Chico's Patty Berg Memorial this week in Fort Myers, and then we'll head up to Greenwood and then on to Asheville and Charlotte. So this is a very important 5-week stretch, and definitely highlighted by Greenwood, probably the most important event of the year.
Absolutely. Well, Mike Nichols, we'll be looking forward to talking to you once you get up here and get all this, get everything rolling. Thanks so much for calling us today.
Okay, Dan, thank you much. We look forward to seeing you and everyone up there in Greenwood.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, there you go. That's Mike Nichols, and I tell you what, he is busy, 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 but he took time out of his busy schedule to talk about this. Hey, you got to put it on your calendar. You want to make sure that not this week, but next week, you are ready for the tournament right here in Greenwood.